Nolte, More Disney Doom as Marvel's Ant-Man 3 Collapses 71%. By John Nolte on February 25, 2023. More trouble on the Disney/Marvel front as Ant-Man and the Wasp? Quantumania takes a 71% dive in Weekend 2. That's worse than Marvel's previous stinkers, Thor, Love and Thunder, which dropped 68% in Weekend 2, and Eternals, which collapsed by 62%. By the end of the weekend, Ant-Man will have earned another $30 million for a running total of just $165 million. That might sound like a lot of money, and it is. But Ant-Man 3 cost $200 million to produce and somewhere around another $100 million to promote, which puts the break-even point at around $550 million worldwide. As of right now, Ant-Man 3 has earned $265 million worldwide. Last weekend, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania opened exactly where the child abusers at Disney had hoped, with a four-day $120 million. That was likely due to the front-loading of Marvel Deadenders and actor Paul Rudd, who remains an appealing screen presence. The problem now was lousy reviews, the second worst in Marvel history, and a deadly B-cinema score. Ant-Man 3 is not a movie people are recommending to others or going to see again. That repeat business from the nerd/internet porn/marijuana crowd is crucial to Marvel's success. Watch below. Ant-Man 3 itself is crucial to Marvel's ongoing success. It represents the start of Phase 5, including the introduction of this phase's arch-villain, Kang the Conqueror, Jonathan Majors. The whole world can feel the air going out of Marvel's once impenetrable balloon. Marvel went woke, and now the golden goose is ailing. Marvel will get a taste of the good old days when Guardians of the Galaxy 3 hits screens in May. That's one franchise, unlike the woke, emasculated Thor, that still enjoys the goodwill of the audience. After that, we get the Marvels, November 10, Captain America, New World Order, May 2024, Thunderbolts, July 2024, and Blade, September 2024. Before another sure thing arrives with Deadpool 3 in November 2024. I'm sure that of those 6 new titles, we can expect 25 gay kisses, 9 drag queens, and the regular airing of crybaby racial grievances. Gee, can't wait. Also, at this week's box office, Cocaine Bear opened to a solid $20 million. That movie looks fun. Overproducing this weekend is Jesus Revolution, a faith-based offering that was expected to open in the single digits and instead earned $13.5 million. Finally, thanks to the repeat business from the previously mentioned nerd/internet porn/marijuana crowd, Avatar, Way of the Water keeps on keeping on with another $4.25 million this weekend, which brings the domestic total to $665 million. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.